Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for episode 5, season 2 of Superman and Lois after 3 weeks, I think. Too long, man.
Too long.
Oh, since the last episode where all the stuff went down. So much stuff. So we had Bizarro and Clark fighting with the necklace looking like it was pulling Clark in, or like sort of some sort of barrier came between them when they were fighting. We then had them fighting again later, but the Anderson's
troop.
Shit recruited.
Shit team of super people.
It's like, no, you can sit back, Clark, we got this. And he's like, Clark's like, two of them are dead already.
It's been 2 seconds. two of his team are now dead, but Tag survived and got the necklace, whatever the necklace is, which found the floor. Steel, though, tried to come out with his like really low-powered suit, and one hit and he was knocked out, and he's now in a hospital bed, not looking too good. Oh, and that was just the Superman stuff. We also had Lois seeing Lucy again.
Ooh.
And all that shit. Yeah.
Double cross.
The cult and in the hotel. And now it's funny that she actually she didn't put the whole story in that article because it was her sister. So she did actually not be a true reporter.
She was not objective journalism.
Exactly, that's the word. Objective journalism. I love it.
But then you've also got the other girl is like, looks like she might be double crossing Lois, or is she playing Parasite?
No, it'd be interesting.
Parasite seems like a cult leader in this one, a very effective cult leader.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious whether she's somehow manipulating them with her powers, but we'll see. We then had Jonathan
with the XK.
I can't say it out loud. No. So disappointing, then. I'm sure it's a learning curve.
I hope it's a catalyst.
God.
Boost his powers.
I mean, that would be pretty cool as well. But yeah, so he's got some like supervision now, so he's like kicking some ass on the football field. And then the other bit was with Lana, Kyle, and Sarah about the mayor trying to dig up dirt. And we found out that Carl, the naughty boys, had a little affair with a barmaid when he was in his drinking days. I wonder if that's going to come out, if he's going to tell Lana or try and keep it a secret. Not too sure.
I think the way
at least that's how it looks. Yeah. It looks like it. We don't know for sure. It could be something different.
Pretty sure.
But the way they seem to be approaching this mayoral campaign is that they're being out in the open with everything about themselves.
Yes.
It's a small town.
So you're trying to get out in the open before it comes up as a scandal, right? So he's going to have to be like, so I
drinking. We're not perfect. We're human.
We'll
absolutely humanizes them and makes it clear that what the town needs is someone that's just one of them, that is, you know, just like they are, has flaws, but is like looking to actually fix this town.
Yeah.
And doesn't have another secret agenda. In fact, going to be totally transparent.
Especially like, we've gone through the same problems everyone else has, and you have. Mm. So we'll understand it like you
will. So that means to keep that going, Lana needs to forgive him.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that could be interesting. I think that's pretty much it. A lot of stuff. Yeah, hopefully.
Did Jordan give...
Sarah, the necklace.
Well,
yeah.
That's about it, I think.
Yeah, so hopefully there's no more breaks. And it's just
I really want to see Tag give Anderson the necklace.
And Anderson gets sucked into the Phantom Zone. And be like, fuck you, Anderson!
Oh, the other thing is, if he's like trying to be honest with Clark, and he's like, look what we've got here, puts it out, and then all of a sudden it starts ciphering Clark.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's like, this is a thing, I can get rid of Superman, and then I can start ruling the world.
Take over the world, is he? Pinky the Brain?
Yeah.
It's like my family name is Zod.
Yeah.
Same thing we do every night, Anderson.
Trying to take over the world.
Mr. Anderson.
If that is the Phantom Zone necklace, I wonder if that would be how the season would end, with Superman being pulled into it.
Or do they weaponize it and use it as a prison for themselves?
Or put Tauro in it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Was it Tauro? Yeah. Right, straight away.
I feel like he might have to come back and help.
You know? He might know what it is as well.
Yeah.
To be fair, he might not be like, this is the thing that was on Krypton that we used to use all the time.
My good looking brother.
Or a Bizarro version of Tal shows up.
That'd be even worse. That'd be great. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So I think we should jump. I've been waiting long enough to watch this episode. Fucking ever. So
do it.
Jump in. Just before we just start this episode, I just want to say thank you for everyone who's been subscribed to the channel over the past few weeks since this show's been off. Really appreciate it. But if you're watching this right now, or you're new to the channel, click on that subscribe button. We'd love to get your support. Tell your friends about us. The only way we can make this channel grow is with your support. So please, 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 please click on that subscribe button for the sake of Superman. For the sake of Legends of Podcasting. Click on the button! And we're also on Patreon as well if you want to support us on that. It's the full reactions. So let's go.
I know you're nervous, but everything's going to be okay.
1979.
You just have to be brave.
To receive your inheritance, you must agree to look after this.
That's the necklace.
What the fuck?
I don't know. That thing is poison. It's what killed her father. I'm afraid it was a very firm point. Allie. This pendant's destroyed our family for generations. We can end the cycle. You and me.
What the choice fuck? Is yours, Miss Alston. Please leave. Allie and I have much to discuss.
Oh, when they say killed a father, a father's in the pendant.
Your father would be very proud. He was so close. And now it's up to you to finish his life's work. Miss Alston.
Oh, it's her!
Yeah. How's she got half... So she's got one as well?
We have a very important guest coming.
Was it siphoning Superman's powers as in Parasite? I want to show her everything. So there's two of them?
Yes, linked together. Because Bizarro must have one from the other universe he's come from.
Maybe.
This is the one from our universe.
This whole time, I assumed that everything that came out of Allie's mouth was a lie. But then this bizarre version of
mirror
you busted
dimensions.
Through the Earth's crust, and then I'm wondering, what if the two are related?
Do you think this thing could be my shadow self?
Maybe. And if that is the case, then maybe Allie's theories are true, and I really did destroy Lucy's life for no reason.
We smell banana muffins.
Well...
Ooh. Ooh. Whoa, not there.
Okay, that's more like it.
Ketchup around? Is that ketchup around it?
I think it's strawberry sauce. Or raspberry sauce.
Doctors this morning, he's out of the ICU, but he does have a tough recovery ahead.
That's how you're supposed to dance. Spaghetti arms on the back. See, other than that, for Patrick Swayze.
Everybody puts Carl in the corner.
Baby.
If that's your mother, tell her that I bought the bell tables for the cousins so they better be coming.
No, it's just work.
Oof, that's a bruise and a half.
Superman. Easy.
Oh, give him the necklace.
Easy. Got a lot of broken ribs. That thing's still on the loose. Isn't, yes. But I can find it. Huh? That pendant that you took.
Oh, we saw it.
Where is it? I gave it to General Anderson during my debriefing. Superman, thank you. Saved my life.
It was a push, not a pull. Fuck!
It doesn't matter.
What? You two have plans? Did you lose a bet?
He's training.
To help, like, sharpen my powers. But look, you can't tell mom and dad.
Boys?
He's gonna join in.
You're training this guy?
Sure. You'd make a terrible spy.
I don't get why this needs to be, like, a big secret.
Actually, we could use you today. Help us figure out what your brother's baseline is.
So he's not a good human baseline anymore.
Yeah.
The truth is that Dr. Faulkner?
Who? The woman from the mine.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Was he? He's looking for her. Her name's Dr. Faulkner.
Why didn't you tell me that thing you were chasing was you?
It's not me. I don't know what that thing is or where it's from, but I promise you, I'm going to stop it.
Then why are you still here?
Because I need something first.
The pendant. That Private Harris brought me. What is it exactly?
I don't know. But sometimes I can see what he sees. If you give it to me, I think I can use it to find him.
It appears... Whenever you two are together, it looks to me like the two of you are powering up. Private Harris confirmed as much.
This doesn't have to be hard. Just give me the pendant so I can track this thing down.
That's not possible. Chain of command and all. I'm afraid you just have to use your own superpowers this time.
You're making a mistake.
Just go and take it.
Bring me the other Superman. And maybe we can discuss getting your jewelry back.
Excuse me while I go and knock a hole in the floor. Yeah, I must say, excuse me while I scan this building and find it and take it anyway.
I think that annoys me about him is this isn't Superman who's new.
Knuckle push-ups as well. Ow.
Not remarkable either.
What?
This is not some dumb competition between you and your brother. This is a test to see how special you are.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad word choice there.
Yeah.
How about you go grab some water while I get Jordan here a couple of pointers?
This is only going to drive him further into drugs. It's not good.
I mean, Jordan,
do you need any help?
Jordan should understand, obviously.
Is it the dress? No? Oh my god. No crying. You probably should. You look so beautiful. Even though I can't. Whoa. Okay, I got you, honey. If you fall, I'll always be there to catch you.
Why do we fall, Mr. Wayne? Must we?
How's Tag?
He's in rough shape, but he'll be fine.
This tea is
filled with drugs.
You get it. If I understand correctly, the ascension is something your father came up with. Is that right?
Actually, it's a belief that my family has passed down for generations.
Wrong.
He drugged. Drugged her tea.
It won't be long now.
Oh, is that pendant again?
Dr. Faulkner?
Oh dear. Oh shit.
Is he gonna recognize her? Has he got a Lois?
In her? What was he looking at on the floor?
Oh, did he kill her?
Oh yes! Yeah. little bit, yeah. Shit.
Okay. See, I wasn't expecting her to be killed.
No.
Because I thought that she was potentially going to be Rampage, because that's who Dr. Faulkner is in the comics.
Looked at me, and then he just
but now she's dead.
Well, cool. Can she come back? Shadow version of her? Looking for her.
Let the pendant guide her.
Let me get the defibrillators.
What the fuck is going on?
Congratulations, you have ascended.
What the fuck? It's gonna take some kryptonite stuff, isn't he, just to show he's
Yeah, because Grandpa was saying that he's not special.
Yeah. Oh no, Jonathan, don't be a douche. You're gonna punch out, like, punch Jordan or something stupid. No! Dick. He's gonna knock Jordan down.
Yeah. Alright, let's go.
He's gonna dodge everything because he's seeing so much perception.
Maybe. Or he'll knock Jordan to the floor.
I think everything.
Look at that. Whoa!
That's enough.
Maybe you're training the wrong kid.
Not the Jonathan
Horses. No.
My son gets such a beautiful family. Smile.
I think that's the last happy picture they're going to have together.
I was me, but not
him. Crop out the other kid.
Jesus.
More like this bizarro version of myself.
Bizarro. Oh, shit.
Bizarro version.
Yeah. Just looking through the eyes like Clark's been doing.
So they're in bizarro world.
Yeah. Pulling them through, so transferring them, merging them.
Well, yeah, she's saying like the other half of you, so that she thinks that they're going to come through and then join together to become whole.
Yeah.
So she already become whole.
You're everywhere.
Everywhere,
man.
What's that
mean? What are you doing here? What, Chrissy? Is this some kind of a trap? No, I'm just as surprised as you are. What's Superman doing here? Kit Faulkner was murdered.
Murdered by whom?
Yeah, listen to this. Whatever this is. Bizarro me.
Whoa!
Oh, what a shot!
Alright.
My life. Another fight. Ali, you want
to
talk?
We need to get out of here.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows exactly what it is.
She clearly knows that look.
See, that was who she was on the phone to, right? When she goes, oh, we know he's more powerful than we thought.
Did she betray Bizarro or something?
I don't know. No necklace this time. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
talk.
No, it's subtitles.
Oh, oh, nice. Stay down, boy. What a shot. That was an awesome shot of him.
Yeah, without the necklace, he's got more power.
He's definitely siphoning it off of him.
Oh! Nice. Oh, man, this is good.
Heat breath him. I freeze him.
Yeah, show that you're the opposite.
The Superman is stronger than
Wow! There we go. Sergeant, get shot!
Oh,
heat vision. Heat vision. There you go, eyes. Heat vision.
The opposite.
You can't kill your own self.
You're the opposite of me.
So he hates the sun.
Yeah. On flat, Kent, you always wanted a flat.
Well, go take him into the sun if he's the opposite.
What is this?
Oh, back into the mine. The mine again.
Or is he going to use the XK?
Yeah. Oh, so he's weak to the XK.
Yeah.
He's going to knuckle dust. Yeah, but anyway, he's got it in his hand, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's knocked him out.
Shit. DOD. Anderson knows what's going on.
Yep.
Motherfucker. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was well good.
I love the way he figured it out as well.
Like, amazing. Why is he there? Yeah, who invited this prick?
Oh my god, I can't believe that man actually showed up.
I don't teach you.
He's going to say something.
You think that woman's going to be there or not?
To embarrass her.
Oh, would he? Right. He brought her as his plus one.
Yeah.
I was just getting dressed in that. You look.
I've got an erection. Oh, wait.
He's searching for his stomach. That's not the word. Hey, you watch your Rico Suave.
Fuck it, boy.
You know, with my court, we kind of hit our gas limit.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we invite the mayor, not your girlfriend.
Missing out on something his brother gets.
Yeah, but wait, we didn't invite my boyfriend's brother's girlfriend, but we invited a mayor who we hate. No fucking sense.
He's at the fortress. My mom's going to see what she can learn. What was Chrissy doing in the valley?
Didn't take him to Anderson then.
No, fuck would no. you? He's a DOD prototype.
Well, he said he'd bring him there, I'll give you your jewelry.
Fuck that.
I didn't go all aggro to make you look bad. I'm just better than you, and I think you should get used to it because I'm only getting stronger.
Oh, God, guys. Oh. He's not going to turn evil, is he?
Oh, well, y'all sure know how to make an entrance. I'll give you that.
You're so sorry we're late.
To our own bomb.
Let's get started.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You know, actually, I'm going to run
Clark, out. Clark can things hear everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen in on people.
That's very true. Oh, is it Sarah going to hear it?
God, my feet are killing me.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know why anybody would willingly wear those.
You want me to, like, massage them or something?
Maybe later, when we're old and thin.
Does having a continuer just make you totally smart?
Yeah. I'm an adult now, you know? I know adult stuff.
How much adult stuff?
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Naughty.
Go to second base.
You're not going
to
massage my feet. You can massage
Why is she there?
What do you want?
I'm pregnant.
Look, when you came to the bar, I got upset all over again, so I called my girlfriend.
Hold up. You told your girlfriend about us?
Yeah, I did. I stupidly thought you were going to actually leave your wife because you said you wanted to. And when you ended things, my friend was there for me. So all I wanted was to be with you.
She was honest with him.
Yeah. You need to tell Lana before it goes out in the open.
They heard.
Oh no, fuck.
So about the adult stuff. It's just like, oh, that's not good.
I made a huge mistake. And I think my family's about to pay for it.
Honey, have you seen Sarah? It's almost time for the father-daughter dance.
Uh-oh.
No.
was definitely the low point of the evening.
Oh, no. Kyle, man.
That was so wrong.
I didn't know, I think I was ever going to feel sorry for Kyle. Jesus Christ.
She a different person now.
Oh, it looks like it.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to see Allie? Don't lecture me about keeping secrets, not after all the ones you've kept from me, okay? She put something in my tea and had me cross over to this other world where I saw another version of myself. It was a really intense trip, and trust me, I've had a few. Different dimension, parallel universe, whatever you want to call it, it's real. My other dad in that world, he's terrified of who everyone is, and the thing is, over there, she's taken over. We have to do something.
Holy crap, I wasn't expecting that.
No, 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 no. I was expecting her to be brainwashed and, like, be... Oh, God, this is going to be...
This is not going to be a happy...
Yeah, they're going to be having a little talk during the dance, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Look at my baby girl. She is all grown up.
Will she say anything or just be quiet?
Can't wait to look him in the eyes.
I reckon she's going to say something. She'll say, Dad, I heard.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Hey. Oh, crap.
I think she's having a panic attack. How could you do that? I heard you.
Outside. Oh dear God! So I'm gonna kick off in this episode. Love it.
What is going on? Tell her what I saw.
It's not what you think.
Don't lie to me. I know what I saw. You and some woman.
Oh shit!
The girl from the bar.
Oh, how did she know that?
Blowing off steam after work?
Can we just tell
me? He wasn't lying, but.
Not here and not now.
Lana, please.
I said not now.
Wait.
Go home.
So often when we think about our kids, we go back to the moments when they were little. But I'd rather be here right now. Because of this unbelievable young woman that's standing before you tonight.
He needs a drink, Hank.
How about? He is awake.
Crap. Mind weird. That's cool. That is totally.
Is your opposite.
That's some. That's Phantom Zone from.
Yeah.
Richard Donno.
I should have killed you. We tried. More than once.
Why are you here, Kal-El?
To save my world. And yours.
What?
He's a good guy.
Is he going to be working against Parasite?
Yeah, I hope so. Both of them together.
Just quit acting like you know everything. Yeah, well, can you quit lying to my face?
I'm not lying!
Oh!
You have powers.
Jordan doesn't
know. No wonder you were so much stronger this morning.
Why
didn't you just tell me, man? Oh, come on. We gotta go tell Mom and Dad. Come on.
Whoa. Can you just look? Can I just have a little bit longer?
Do you think the extra noise just activated inside of him?
I
think so.
You're a murderer. I'm a soldier. And there are casualties in war. Whether you want to admit it or not.
We're not at war.
Not yet.
At war with who, Kal-El?
The woman whose life he just saved. I also will destroy everything you love. Your friends. Your family.
Did he lose his family?
Yeah. Just like me.
Unless you kill her first.
There's no time to go out! God damn! We're having a Bizarro Superman team up! It's fucking awesome!
Missed this show so much.
So, once again, did not see it going that way.
No.
Did anyone have Superman Bizarro team up?
No.
It's not on my bingo card.
No.
that was the total left field. So her family has another crystal where her other self, or actually her, is in this other world and has taken over the planet and rules it. And now she's going to do the same with this one. Or is she from that other world and she's come to this one?
But we also know the crystal killed her father.
Mm. Whatever he was trying
Didn't
to do.
Didn't they say that at the beginning?
Yeah.
In that flashback?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think they said it got your father killed.
Yeah. So as in, like, someone killed for it, probably.
So, yeah, it was all the, did he go into it and then died in there?
So we're saying that not everyone looks like Bizarro in that other world, because the other girl didn't, sending the other report wasn't like, oh, they're all like wiped with scars on their faces. And
well, she didn't say it was me, but because she hasn't, she has seen Bizarro now, hasn't she?
But she didn't, she said she saw her dad and stuff, but she didn't say it was like a weird blue eyed. Like, I suppose they wouldn't have blue eyes because he only has blue eyes because of his heat, ice vision. Mm.
Maybe that's Kryptonians in that universe.
Yeah, because yeah,
well, maybe he's been like tortured and stuff. Maybe
he said he's been at war. Yes. Yeah, maybe that's happened over time.
Maybe he used to look like Kal-El, but now he's been scarred.
Parasites has corrupted him over time.
Maybe
he's been fighting that long.
Yeah.
So they say that the crystal is poisonous. It's what killed her father, is what they say. Mm. And they say that it's. It's been a problem for their family for generations.
Hmm. So is that we think there's two. There's the one Ali's got that she obviously inherited from her father, and the one that Bizarro brought from wherever he's come from.
Yeah, which is the other one.
Because Anderson's got it.
Yeah, Anderson's got
it. And she's got it around her neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how he got to this earth, using that.
Yeah, and do you reckon maybe because he's been wearing that for a long time, that's done to his face? But it hasn't done it to her.
I don't know.
So maybe he's had it a lot longer. Don't know.
But whatever Ali and I in this universe is doing is causing problems for the other one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think there is an Ali in that other world.
Yeah, you think that's the
because I can't remember her name.
The reporter.
Yeah, she said when I went in there, she was in there and everywhere. Yeah. And everyone was afraid of her.
I think she means she was everywhere as in she was like on posters and like
I don't know.
Ruling the world. Because she spoke to Lois after saying that she like looked like she'd taken over the world.
Yeah.
Who said she's taken over the country, maybe even the world.
Yeah. So maybe her face was just everywhere, being like, this is your leader.
Statues everywhere.
Yeah, that kind of shit, yeah. Was,
damn, son.
Her father is Vandal Savage. I mean, everyone's fucking daughter and son's Vandal Savage, right?
Yeah, we're all child Savage.
Yeah.
Man, that's so
I love the way they've tied this together.
The Bizarro world.
Sorry?
Yeah.
So she has taken over Bizarro world.
Well, her
Bizarro version of her.
Or a Bizarro. Wait, I don't know, because she said when they come together, you become complete. So it's like they join. Because that's what maybe in the last episode, but the crystal was trying to push Bizarro and Clark together, is because it was trying to make them whole.
Mm.
But, like, they've punched and whatnot. If they've come in that much contact. Oh, unless you're saying it's the crystal.
Yeah, the crystal was trying to make them to join them together. Because when she's saying with the crystal, she goes. Like once you've gone to this base, you'll come back and you'll become whole. I honestly thought she was to come back. The reporter,
but Chrissy didn't, did she?
Yeah, I thought Chrissy was going to come back as a different person, as in like the
Bizarro
version.
She's. Yeah. I love the fact that she's experienced that whole transference thing. That the same thing Lucy did. She's gone. This is fucked up, and I want no part in this.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming either. No. But her just going like, yeah, okay, you and I've got problems, Lois, but we need to stop this. Yeah. This is wrong. It's just. That's a really good bit.
And now Clark knows he's on the same.
Yeah,
he's on the same page now as well.
Mm. Troy's now he's going to explain that to Anderson, being like, you know that guy who killed your. Yeah, he's actually a good guy, and I'm going to work with him. Really? Well, that's
maybe Anderson in that world isn't an asshole. Bring him back and do a switcheroo.
It's the other easy way. It's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah. Man, that is good.
It really is. Man. And it's out in the open.
So I wonder if. So you had Bizarro went looking for Dr. Faulkner and killed her. So she may or may not.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's frozen now. That's a great pose.
Oh no.
That's an amazing pose, Liam.
Are you going to come back? I'll take a picture of that.
Send a message to him and say, you're gone.
Surely he will know.
Is that us with the internet or is that him with the.
Just.
It's him. No, it's him.
It's not.
Maybe. Yeah.
Me. Oh, it's gone. That wasn't me. There's three messages. He's back.
Hello.
Hey, I could see and hear you guys fine, and I saw my frozen.
Oh,
that was fun.
Technical issues in 2022, man. Anyway, sorry, you literally cut out when you said, so you think, and then you stopped.
All right. So what I was saying is, and I'll pause for this and say as an edit point. So we saw Bizarro went and killed Dr. Faulkner in this world. And she potentially could be Rampage, but obviously she's dead now on this Earth. I wonder if we will go to Bizarro World at a point and if we'll actually see Rampage there.
Because obviously she must have been working with Ali, so yeah, that's why he went there and took her out right away.
Exactly, why is Bizarro interested in her specifically? Mm-hmm. So she seems like she may be a key character.
Because she was on the phone, I'm guessing now, to Ali and said, oh, it's more powerful than we imagined.
Yeah, that hurt. Yeah.
So those two must have been looking for Bizarro. Because she's obviously... If she's
how would they know it's coming... Unless he's like a freedom fighter on his Earth and they knew he transferred.
Yeah, he's obviously coming for me in this other world.
Yeah.
We need to look out for
him. Why do they try and get him out of the mine then? Why not keep him there if they knew he was going to come after her?
Maybe they weren't trying to get him out.
I don't think that she knew that he was coming after her.
Mm, okay.
I think like when she saw Bizarro, she had that look, like a concerned look, and like a. I think in that moment she realized, oh crap, Bizarro wants to kill me. Mm-hmm. I think maybe she didn't realize that before that moment.
Okay. The one thing you don't want to do is take both of those crystals and put them together, because that sounds like it would be a insane.
I mean, it might be the way that you stop the transfer. Like, once they finally defeat her and Bizarro goes back home.
Because I didn't realise it only had the sort of silver bit on the side. So if you push them together, it becomes a whole, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it's two parts of one thing.
I mean, where's it come from? How's it got to our Earth?
Well, maybe there's one on each Earth.
Yeah.
What do you mean, just like at the beginning of time, or has somebody gone around?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I just throw it out.
You mean that far behind?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying, like, what? Where is this come from?
If you've got the one crystal that was there on Earth, and we know that family's had it for generations, and then Bizarro's one is from in Bizarro World.
Yeah.
They have their own mirror version of it. And somehow that came with him back over to this. So maybe it's not through the crystal that he transported over to our Earth. Maybe there's something else here. And he's brought the crystal from Bizarro World with him.
I mean, he must have been in that suit for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a containment suit, because he just took it off.
Yes.
Yeah. So he wasn't... It was like it was a protection thing. So he could transport...
Maybe it's saying that he put on... In order to teleport,
he knew he was going to arrive in the mines.
Maybe they had all the kryptonite. Maybe in on his Earth, it's like, I don't know, kryptonite which powers him up or something.
Yeah.
So, but he goes, well, if it's the opposite, it'll weaken me. So, put this suit. Should make more sense. Goddamn.
It is odd how the sun though doesn't weaken him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Then it does bring the whole thing of like, well, then is it just a case of he teleported into our Earth and just happened to materialize deep underground? And be like, ah, crap. And then
punch my way out.
Or was he buried there a long time ago?
Maybe.
That's the thing. Like, I'm thinking maybe he did teleport in and just ended up finding himself.
Yeah. I'd love to see
buried.
I'd love to see him tell, like, sort of stuff.
Curious to see how this would have happened. Yeah. But we know we've had Steel move from one Earth to our Earth. So it's possible that this happened in a similar way.
Wouldn't it be awesome if on his world, like, she's taken over the whole world, so the only place that's safe is the centre of the Earth with all the dinosaurs and do you remember?
You got the hollow Earth.
Yeah. Part of the, and then where he's transferred, so he's come out in the centre of the Earth here.
But we have that, so yeah.
That'd be an amazing...
I do hope he sort of starts telling Clark what happens and it flashes back to his world.
Mm. Or they go there to stop
him. Yeah, that'd be cool to see, yeah.
Because that's where she's powerful.
I did like that visual reference of the old force field with the
spinnings, with the rings.
With the rings.
Yeah, but the best thing was the fight.
Yes.
Because now he doesn't have the necklace. He wasn't weaker.
Yeah.
Even though Anderson said it made him strong. He thought it made him stronger.
It was like it was powering them up or something.
Yeah.
It's because they were coming whole, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what's going to happen at the end. They will decide to join forces, become one, and become even stronger. But that fight scene was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you get flying out, when you just
punch him away, yeah.
And then when he flew, and then you turn behind him, and he knocks him out.
I guess you know the necklaces and the headaches then happen, right? So
he didn't seem to be struggling.
It must have been the necklace that was causing the headaches, I'm guessing. Because it was trying to.
Yeah, like you said, if they are merging them, that's why they can see each other's visions.
Yeah.
Because they are becoming one person.
Yeah. So when the necklace isn't on him, it's like doesn't. So that's
why. Explain why he was trying to destroy it in the last episode.
Yes.
Sorry, when he had it on the salt flats and he was.
Yeah,
like,
he was. Yeah,
he was.
So
trying to get rid of it.
Also because he knows that Ali uses it for her powers.
So he knows if there's two of them, there should be more powerful.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe he knows if they join.
Oh, I hope Ali and Anderson are working together. God damn.
Oh, she could have brainwashed him.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with Anderson, right? Is if this was Superman Fresh, his first year, I can understand why you would be a little hesitant against an alien, right? Mm. But this Superman has been around for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
And for that long time, he has been a force for good. Especially like with Lane. They're working together. And then all of a sudden you come in and you know, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
But if he's been brainwashed by Ali, then I can understand it.
Yeah, I don't say he's been a bit of a douche. Like, you're not fighting for America.
Superman's been around for a long time doesn't mean people can't still just be arseholes.
Yeah, I know. But he's got no proof, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't trust you. Why? For 20 years I've been... I've saved this world so many times. And it's just like... I mean, it could be that, like, he's like, yeah, he's a good person. And then he finally gets to meet him.
Mm.
And he's not playing ball with him, not telling him everything. And he's like... Well, fuck you then. I won't tell you everything.
Yeah.
Could be a bit petty.
I mean, you do have that thing with Sam Lane where he's not only working with Superman in a professional capacity, he knows him personally, so he knows what his character is, whereas Anderson's just a military guy who knows him as...
I mean, Sam and him did, obviously in the comics, they always butted heads until we found out. So. I mean, it could be a little bit of jealousy as well. You know, he wants to save the world, but he's only a human. He can only do so much.
He's more about because the whole thing in the first couple of episodes was he doesn't save America. He saves the world. He's like, well, you should put America first. And he's like, no, I've got to protect the whole planet, not just your little country.
Yeah,
and that's what really rubbed him up the wrong way, didn't it? So,
so good though. Glad it's back.
Yeah. Really good.
And then we've got the putting Superman to one side, the unfortunate situation with Sarah and her family.
Told you that photo was going to be the last good picture.
Yeah,
it's just.
I think that's why they made a point of showing it.
Yeah, Look how happy. Look at how happy they are. Blah blah blah. And then it's going to be interesting what Lana does. Like, is she going to let him tell the full story?
Clearly she suspected something was going on when this was all
going
down. So
and then John still, like, it looks like the kryptonite isn't wearing off. It's like still staying in him as well.
Well, no, because he took another vial.
Yeah, but how long does it last for?
Exactly. It might last for a few days.
True.
That's my guessing, because I felt like he'd been strong when he goes to football and he's been for a while, and then he's like, he goes to train with Jordan and he's like, oh, I'm weak again.
Yeah.
Retook it. Now it's Chris Powers. I'm just interested to see if it's going to be a catalyst and so he has them all the time.
Yeah.
Or is he going to need to take them all the time?
The girl that sent it to him said it affects everyone differently.
Yeah.
Like, it sort of brought out one power. Because Jonathan
said bringing out more.
Yeah, he got really angry and his eyes flashed red. So
yeah, and he's obviously got that vision thing, and he obviously has super strength, and I guess speed, because he was dodging all of Jordan's punches. So
it'd be interesting to see if
it's going to be interesting. Like, is this functioning as a catalyst to actually get all of his powers to come out now, or is it going to be that he only gets those powers whilst taking the drugs,
Will it poison him because it's obviously kryptonite? Well, he is a Kryptonian.
The X-Kryptonite was being used last season to power normal humans up to allow them to have Kryptonian spirits in them.
Yeah.
So they were becoming... The bodies were changing as a result of taking Kryptonite.
Yeah.
So whether that's his Kryptonian heritage is coming out there, or it's just the regular thing for a human and he doesn't have any powers. Mm. Don't we?
Like I said, I think I'd like it to be a catalyst so eventually he gets them. But I feel like Clark is going to be so annoyed when he finds out.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great conversation.
Surely Sam's smart enough to figure something's going on. You know, he'll...
Yeah, in fact, he saw Jonathan deck Jordan when Jordan's got the ones with the superpowers. Like, but he can't tell Clark because it's a secret training. So.
Not if something goes wrong, though.
Mm. Something always goes wrong.
Well, interesting stuff.
Yeah, really. I was like curious to see where it's going to go now. We're like,
yeah,
we've all the story.
I hate to show it back, so we're only waiting a week this time.
Yes, well,
unless they bump it another couple weeks down the road, I don't know if that's going to happen again.
Better bloody not. Just needs to be at least like a mid-season finale. I think the
two things that I'm really excited about is the Bizarro story, obviously, with Barry, and it's Jonathan.
Yeah,
yeah.
See what's going to happen to him. Awesome stuff. All right. We should wrap it up. That was awesome. So, guys, that was episode 5, season 2 of Superman and Lois. It's finally back after a few weeks off. What do you think of the episode? What do you think of the twist that potentially Bizarro and Superman are going to team up? No one saw that coming. And then the revelation of Kyle, Jonathan with power. So much cool shit going on. What's your favourite bit of the show? I don't know if you know where you think it's going. And also, if you want to see the full reactions of this episode, please head over to our Patreon. Come sign up there. You've got full reactions of this episode as well as the rest of the season. I think it was just totally put me off. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Links are in the description below. And we also have a podcast. Anyway, you listen to podcasts, type in Legend Podcast, and you can find us there. And if you're watching this right now and you're new to the channel, click on the subscribe button. Come support the channel. Come back, watch all our reactions. And we'll see you next week for the next episode of Superman and Lois.